Emerging technologies. Emerging technologies are constantly changing in design, use, and capabilities. The technologies described here include cloud computing, artificial intelligence, machine learning, data analytics, blockchain, the Internet of Things, sensors, telematics, 3D printing, wearable technology, augmented reality, robotic process automation, autonomous/automated guided vehicles, and drones. Cloud computing. As defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, cloud computing is an emerging way of computing in which data is stored in massive data centers that can be accessed from any computer connected to the Internet. Cloud computing is a distributed set of servers, databases, applications, and networks that provide online access to these virtual resource pools as leased platforms, data storage space, or applications. Rather than storing data on a particular database's hardware, for example, a cloud solution does not permanently designate space to any one client or use, but instead allocates it on a floating basis to enable flexibility, expanding or contracting based on needed capacity. This makes the systems efficient. Cloud applications are accessed on a web browser and are offered as leased solutions through software as a service, SaaS. For example, rather than purchasing a transportation management system, the software could be leased, which, in addition to providing the basic functions, could be integrated with traffic data and so on. Such solutions can greatly reduce implementation and upgrade costs and speed time to value through immediate access without needing a project. The vendor automatically upgrades the software seamlessly. Supply chain partners can easily sign up for the same service and participate to gain real-time visibility into demand or supply issues. There are also procurement networks that enable buyers and sellers to find each other and to automate their transactions. Similarly, organizations can eliminate their owned platforms or infrastructure and lease platform as a service, PaaS, or infrastructure as a service, IS. SaaS providers may be PaaS customers, and PaaS providers may be IaaS customers. Cloud computing downsides include the ongoing lease cost, the fact that ending the lease ends the service, the risk of internet failure restricting access, and the risk of the organization's sensitive data being in the hands of a third party. These systems tend to have good protections, however, including backing up data in more than one geographic location. Another issue explored is system response times. Warehouse management systems are slow to migrate to SaaS in part due to the fast response time needed for materials handling or connecting to terminals. Artificial intelligence, machine learning, and data analytics. Artificial intelligence, AI, is advanced software capable of self-improvement. Machine learning is software that mimics human decision-making. It relies on preset logic, policies, and controls. Decision support systems are an example. Data analytics is the processing and manipulation of large amounts of data, called big data, when the amount of data and processing required is very large, from multiple sources to generate useful insights and actionable information. These types of systems are becoming better and better at pattern detection, such as for fraud or bottlenecks. They support continuous process improvement through optimization algorithms, for example, for optimization of distribution networks, inventory levels, picking and shipping order, and marketing promotions. Promotions could even be customized to specific customer segments or adapt to demand changes on an hourly basis. Advanced types of data analytics, such as predictive analytics, rely on AI or machine learning to predict things like equipment maintenance requirements. This can help reduce excess parts inventory and improve equipment longevity. It can also help predict the best locations for positioning maintenance staff. Similar systems can help allocate resources for manufacturing or service provision. Blockchain. Blockchain is a distributed ledger that uses advanced mathematical processing to ensure that the versions remain identical, thus preventing record alteration. It allows multiple parties to participate without needing to rely on an intermediary. It is most famous for being the technology behind cryptocurrencies, but it has numerous supply chain applications, including smart contracts, chain of custody, and supply chain data. For example, temperature recording in cold chain, pharmaceutical tracking. Blockchain is discussed more elsewhere in these materials. Internet of Things, IoT. As defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the Internet of Things, IoT, is an environment in which objects animals or people are provided with unique identifiers and the ability to transfer data over a network without requiring human-to-human or human-to-computer interaction. This allows objects to be sensed and controlled remotely across existing network infrastructure, creating opportunities for more direct integration between the physical world and computer-based systems. The IoT describes the networking of non-computer devices such as equipment, drones, automated storage and retrieval systems, shipping containers, electronic shelving, automatic retail price updates, printers, and other devices using internet communications. Such devices can update the organization's information systems on their status, sensor readings, maintenance needs, and location. They can be used alongside interactive fleet management software to direct or redirect shipping vehicles, or with blockchain to provide very reliable chain of custody information for devices or their cargo. However, universal standards for device security still do not exist. There's a risk that these devices can be hacked to gather information or to use the devices for nefarious purposes, such as creating a denial of service attack using many IoT devices simultaneously. Sensors and telematics. Sensors and telematics are remote sensing and remote control technologies that rely on photosensors, radio frequency identification, RFID, lasers, and so on to provide automated data capture and control from a remote control center. Sensors and telematics can provide process visibility and automation to a greater range of industries than in the past. In addition to improving internal systems, data from such systems can be shared with supply chain partners to better balance supply and demand and manage inventory levels. For example, an automated barcode scanner or RFID sensor on a conveyor belt can scan goods as they pass by. These technologies also help with asset utilization, such as indicating when a vehicle is idle versus in use. Driving habits can also be assessed. Data analytics or big data systems may be needed to create useful information out of the data from multiple sources. The information can be presented on interactive dashboards or other simplified interfaces. 3D printing. 3D printing is printing on demand of 3D objects based on 3D digital models, typically by adding a material such as plastic or metal one layer at a time. It can be used for on-demand manufacturing at the point of demand, such as for replacement parts or items with uncertain demand that would not benefit by being kept in inventory. The lack of need to ship the item can provide sustainability benefits. This type of make-to-order technology may find applications in aerospace, medical devices, defense, automotive, and consumer products. A key application of 3D printing is rapid prototyping, since any 3D design can be printed and become a real object that can be experienced. Wearable technology and augmented reality. Wearable technology includes a variety of hands-free devices that are integrated into information systems, for example, warehouse management systems, to enable visual or voice or gesture-based interactions rather than requiring keyword entry or delayed entry of data. Many such systems exist for warehouse picking and put away, for example, pick-to-voice. These systems reduce errors and increase worker efficiency. The systems also leave the hands free to enable physical movements of goods and so on. Augmented reality, AR, is a feature of vision-based wearable technology that overlays instructions or graphics on top of normal vision to provide interactive guidance. Smart glasses and heads-up displays in vehicles are examples. Issues with smart glasses include how to accommodate people who wear glasses and how to secure information accessed on such devices. Issues with wearable technology in general include the battery life of the systems. Robotic process automation. Robotic process automation, RPA, does not refer to actual robots such as those used in a plant, but instead to the use of software bots to automate repetitive interactions with customers or with other automated systems. This includes interactions with customers or third parties, such as responses to frequently asked questions or service inquiries. It can take the form of automated emails, texts, or online chat functions. The primary benefit is a large reduction in customer service labor costs. The primary issue is that such systems are not as good as a real person, and some customers may be dissatisfied. Some issues will still need to be escalated to a real person. Autonomous and automated guided vehicles. Autonomous vehicles include self-driving cars and trucks, but such vehicles still face regulatory hurdles. The primary supply chain management use of automated vehicles at present is in automated guided vehicle systems. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines automated guided vehicle system, AGVS, as a transportation network that automatically routes one or more material handling devices, such as carts or pallet trucks, and positions them at predetermined destinations without operator intervention. AGVS is used in manufacturing and warehousing. The devices navigate using markers, wires, vision sensors, radio frequency communications, and so on. Amazon uses AGVS robots to move warehouse freight to the pickers rather than vice versa. These systems reduce labor costs, help control inventory, improve worker safety, enhance efficiency, and use less energy. Selection should be based on requirements and cost, but there are many varieties, so there should be a flexible solution to a given materials handling issue. Such systems may include real-time communication anywhere, GPS, and various types of sensors. The primary issue with such technology is its cost, though this has been falling over the years. Most systems have a payback period in the range of 2 years, according to technology and supply chain management and logistics. Another issue is the time required for the implementation project, which the same source says can range from 6 months to a year. Drones. Drones are autonomous or remote-controlled aircraft with sensor packages. While drones have significant potential, current uses include tracking assets in yards, performing inventory counts, pipeline inspection, or inspection of difficult-to-access areas. Drones face significant regulatory restrictions on their use. Summary. The emerging technologies are summarized in Exhibit 8-28.